Hey, good morning. John Hines in for Dave Lee. No shortage of things to cover here as we have a chance to have a conversation with John Rash, our media pop culture expert. He joins us from the editorial board at Star Tribune. Good morning, John. How are you, first of all?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Good to see you this week. Earlier when you were in for the Playing Politics podcast, actually, politics, one of the big stories in our media for this week, the politics in Minnesota in particular, John.
Indeed, and I think that the national focus that was just recently on Alabama will shift northwards as they look toward our new senator appointee, Tina Smith, and the remarkable confluence of congressional, senatorial, gubernatorial, and state house elections that we have coming up here in 2018, I think is going to capture the attention of the country in a really important midterm election, John, which is what I'm going to be writing about in my column for tomorrow.
I was actually going to be getting to that here. So, as I mentioned before, on a Saturday morning, it's one of the, no, not one of, it is the first place that I go when I go to, I'm doing it at StarTribune.com, but I appreciate
well,
that.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So there will go ahead.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thank you.
There will be a lot yet to be decided, though, between now and the near future, and who knows how much of this will end up in our courts once again, the state Supreme Court, John.
Indeed, and, you know, we have the machinations going on with the unusual appointment of a lieutenant governor and the fact that a Republican would ascend to take her place. So that is going to be something that's going to have to be hammered out, as well as the ongoing dispute between Governor Mark Dayton and Republican leaders of the legislature as well. So, you know, I mentioned the focus on the 2018 election, but the 2018 legislative session will also be the focus of a lot of discussion as well. So I think that Minnesota politics, which are always quite compelling, are going to be even more interesting, perhaps challenging, coming into the new year. So I think that that will garner some attention as well.
A story from this week that was, I think, interesting. It was to me anyway. New York Times report talking about the president and his day, taking us through the president's day, including some 4 hours, at least 4 hours of television watching a day. And of course, the president then took to Twitter to refer to that as fake news. I'm sure somebody had got some of this from White House sources.
Multiple sources were part of this story. I found the story quite interesting as well, and especially the centrality of media in President Donald Trump's daily experience in terms of the amount of television that he watches, how often he will reflect upon, respond to media via another media form, social media, Twitter in particular, and how, you know, I think it's quite interesting how much he denigrates some of the mainstream media and news services, particularly the Washington Post, New York Times, but at times when he has something quite significant to say, a new policy pronouncement, or wants to give his side of the story, he's been known to pick up the phone and call specific reporters. So, you know, while he denigrates them, he also pays very clear attention to them and indeed sometimes reaches out to them.
How much of the Disney-Fox media gathering here, media merger as it may be, how much of that will affect WCCO listeners? What will the outcome of that be?
You know, I think first the outcome is to be determined in terms of this has to get through the antitrust division of the Justice Department. Regulators have to look at this, but I think it's part of a much broader media morph that's going on towards online video viewing. Part of this is that Disney had already announced that they were moving towards two streaming services. By doing this and getting the majority of 20th Century Fox content, they'll have more to be able to send out online and, you know, for people to view. And they think that this will probably give Netflix and Amazon and some of the upstarts a better run for their money. And so that's where they think the viewers are going, and thus that's where they want their business model to go. I think, quite interestingly, on the very same day, a coincidence, but part of a much broader story, of course, was this FCC decision on reversing the rules requiring net neutrality. And so on the same day that you have Disney and ABC affirm, you know, the centrality of online viewing, you have some potential significant changes coming to net neutrality rules, which could, as you know, allow some companies to eventually favor some content over others, depending on the revenue model that might be involved. So that's another one to watch.
That'll be most definitely something that we will all be watching here. Hey, and tell me about this a little bit, because are you surprised at the way Star Wars and the whole Star Wars genre has been able to sort of engineer and hold the attention of the of America and the world, for that matter, John, with some 40 years of pop culture here in Star Wars?
John, I think you make a really compelling point. And I remember back to, you know, when my kids were real young and on the playground, and they seemed to know a remarkable amount about the Star Wars lore without ever having seen the films. These are stories, you know, that get passed on from older kids to younger kids, and they see the films, and it's multi-generational, and it's an extraordinarily powerful franchise, but also in some ways a social glue that holds generations together and holds Americans together, particularly at a deeply divisive time. So it's fun to see that another film is out, that it's getting such good reviews, and that, you know, despite the differences that we have here, there might be something that we're all able to rally around, at least for 2 hours and a box of popcorn in the movie theater.
So there's one young man that we talked to. He's seen it twice already since it began yesterday afternoon, John. So a lot of enthusiasm.
Wow.
And I know. That was exactly my response. So, hey, I will read you tomorrow at Star Tribune, startribune.com, a great place to pick up John Rash's column on a Saturday morning. Dave Lee will be back with you next week. Thanks so much for the visit this week.
Thank you, John.
Take care. John Rash again on WCCO.